Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Time for the Community Forum, and our guest this morning is the CEO. Executive Director, I apologize.
That's fine.
Your predecessor was the CEO, but
I'll
you're
take
the
any title.
All right. The Chief Cook and Bottle Washer at the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce is Mindy Terrell. Mindy, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. I'm glad I live in town close with all this snow on the roads.
Well, that's what we're just hearing, is that the rural roads especially are not good. And I was not aware of this, but now I'm starting to get some eyewitness accounts of people who've made their way into work and they're saying it's messy and slippery and treacherous. So I just advise everybody to be careful.
Sounds like some good advice. Just, like I said, I'm just glad I only had to drive through town.
Yeah, there you go. I had the same situation. But, yeah, just be careful, really. Mindy is not here to talk about the weather. She is here to talk about the fact that the Chamber has just bestowed some awards on some deserving folks here in Livingston County.
We did. We just announced the winners of our annual awards this week. We have our Volunteer of the Year, which went to George and Ruby Russell. We have our Business Person of the Year, which went to Pam Scher, and our Agribusiness Person of the Year, which went to Sydney Kridner. So we're going to be honoring them at our annual awards banquet on Thursday, March 10th, coming up next week.
I was going to say, just a few days from now. And how does this work? For anybody who doesn't know, how do these people get nominated? How do you become aware of the things they've done? What's the process?
Well, starting in January, we send out nomination forms to all of our membership, requesting nominations for the various awards. So, mm-hmm. Business Person of the Year, Volunteer of the Year. So we send that out to that. We make note of it in our emails. If we have it on our website, all different kinds of areas, people can, if they don't have to be a chamber member to nominate someone, and the winners don't have to be a chamber member either. We just want to recognize, you know, people within the community that are doing a lot of great work for the area.
Absolutely great. And the winners get the recognition, of course. Is there anything more in store for the winners?
Not really. We give them a beautiful plaque, and they get recognized at this award dinner. And then the next year, their great benefit next year is then we ask them to come back and introduce the following year's winners. So you know, it's a pretty good deal, I think.
Well, absolutely. It's always nice to be recognized for the hard work you're doing. Even though my experience with the winners has always been that they will invariably say, "Oh, I don't think I did anything special."
Oh, they always do. You know, I have found that they are the most humble people. And I think that's really what ends up getting them nominated in the first place, is their humility.
Well, there we are. Now, could I nominate myself?
I don't know that we would allow that, but you could probably bribe a friend to do it for you.
That's probably a good idea not to allow that, but I keep being overlooked. I can't believe it. You know, I don't know what to say. I'm just being silly now, but nothing silly about encouraging people to shop local. So
no.
You just had a major campaign in that direction. So mm-hmm. How's it all going?
We did, and we have some pretty exciting results to announce. Our Shop Local Shop Chamber sweepstakes ended on February 29th, and we have tabulated up all the receipts that we have received, and we received 741 receipts.
Wow.
Throughout the month from people all across the community. So, I mean, of course, we definitely got the receipts for Walmart and County Market, which, of course, are two big areas that people shop here locally.
Mm-hmm.
However, we had them from Watson Vision Center, Old Log Cabin, Once and Again, Fast Bakery, Lily's. I mean, we really, BDI Plumbing is a member, and some people turned in those. So, I mean, we really had a wonderful, wonderful turnout.
That's excellent.
We're going to be doing more of those promotions throughout the year. I'm hoping to do at least two more shop local, shop chamber type campaigns throughout the year.
Yeah, and as you say, it was a February campaign, so not even 30 days.
That's
yep. A pretty good pace to take in almost 750 entries.
It was. I was very, very excited. So now, of course, my goal for the next one is over 1,000 entries.
Well, there we go.
You know, I'm just going to keep up in the ante.
Yeah, why not? What are there, 40,000 people in Livingston County? Come on, we can make that.
That's right. We absolutely can.
We have an Issues and Eggs coming up. Mindy Terrell is our guest this morning, by the way. She's the executive director of the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. And that's coming up at the end of the month.
It is. It's going to be on Tuesday, March 29th. It'll be at Edgar's Filling Station. The title of it is Beyond the Farm, and it's Jesse and Mary Faber that are going to be doing it. And they're going to be talking about things that a lot of people are concerned about today with their food, such as factory farming, GMO, antibiotic and hormone use within animals. So they're going to be talking a lot more about what that means. You know, what does that really mean when you hear those terms, and what does that mean for the food that you're eating? So I think it's going to be a really great topic and a really great Issues and Eggs to attend. And you can find more details about that on our website, or if you're signed up for our weekly emails, we'll be having more information there also.
And as I remember, in Issues and Eggs, you have to sign up for, right?
That you do.
Requires a reservation.
Issues and Eggs is $13 to attend the event. And you get a breakfast buffet with that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Buffet is the key word, I think.
That is true. I'm not exactly sure how Edinger's does theirs, but, you know, it's some kind of buffet-type breakfast.
Well, there you go. You want people to get on their calendars and mark a date down the road a ways, but what is it that's coming up?
I do. I know it seems like it's a long ways away, but it's going to come up quick. And with people's summers, they fill up really fast. So we would love to put out a save the date for the annual Chamber Golf event, which is going to be Wednesday, June 15th. More details will be coming along soon. But definitely want people to put that on their calendar and save that date, because it'll be here before we know it.
Absolutely right. And hopefully all the snow will be gone by then. So.
Oh, I hope so.
June
Don't
15th.
Don't say that, Todd. No.
Mid-June. Everything should be fine.
Yeah,
and
I would hope.
The last thing we want to talk about today, Mindy, is Chamber gift certificates.
Oh, yes. I'm sure the listeners are like, she's a broken record. She talks about Chamber gift certificates every month. But, you know, it's a really wonderful program. I just want to, you know, first off, tell people this is not a program in which the Chamber makes money. This is truly a program that we do for the benefit of our local community. The more that Chamber gift certificates are purchased and used throughout the community, the more we know that that is money that's being spent locally at our, you know, at our local businesses. Mm-hmm. And the gift certificates come in $5, $10, and $25 increments. You can call the office and place your order ahead of time. You can just stop in and also place an order there. And we take cash or check. So, you know, and again, this is money that's spent locally. They're great for things, you know, coming up. If you have birthdays, an Easter gift, somebody's having a bad Wednesday and you want to give them a little pick-me-up, give them a little $5 Chamber gift certificate.
There you go.
You know, it really makes a big difference in the community. And in 2014, we sold over $65,000 worth of gift certificate. That's money that stayed locally in the community. And I think that's a true benefit that we offer at the Chamber.
That's what I was going to point out. There shouldn't be any confusion on the part of the vendors who accept them, because there have been a lot of them exchanged here in Livingston County
there
up to this point. So.
And they work just like checks. So you're going to get it. It's going to be like it's going to look like a check. You're going to go to the store, whether it's Thornton's or you know, County Market or wherever it is that you're going, Kloffenstein's, you just, you know, write in the name of the business. It's already signed by me, and they just hand it in, and it works just like a check.
It's as good as money.
It is as good as money.
Well, Mindy, it all sounds like great stuff, and it's always good talking to you about the stuff going on in Livingston County and in your office. And thanks for stopping by on this sloppy morning.
You're welcome. I had a great time.
Mindy Terrell is the executive director of the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce.